Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John, can you confirm something for this ticket texter?
Yeah. I'll do my best.
If Jim did this, John and the callers would be shredding him.
I don't think so. Not if you're waiting that long.
Okay. It's extreme what Heather was detailing.
Yeah. I mean, if you're waiting an hour and a half to 2 hours for your food,
I wouldn't be in the restaurant at that point.
No, there's no chance I would stick around that long. And I give him credit for staying with two toddlers.
Yeah.
For that long, there's no chance we would have made it that far.
Okay. So most people are cool with what Heather did. Some ticket texters are poking fun. The police are going to lock her up today.
Oh, sure.
Breaking the law, admitting to it on the radio. Yeah,
I'm surprised they were able to board a plane.
Yeah, right. They get detained on the way home.
Yeah, that's why they have the new ID requirements, so that individuals like Heather and Colin don't get on planes.
America's Most Wanted. They'll be on the next episode. All right. A lot to talk about today. Glad to have Heather back. We'll mix in the news later this hour. The All-Star voting is updated, and Thursday is the end of this phase. John, I was stunned to see Javi Baez as a starter in the All-Star game today.
Mm-hmm.
Again, today, he'd have to win phase two voting. But, John, the graphic has Javi Baez in center field at the All-Star game. What? So now you throw Torres, who's still in there.
He's the leading vote getter at second base.
At second base, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Riley Green, who has consistently been in the starting outfield spot. That's three of the starting nine are the Tigers. Throw in Scooble and maybe Canely. We got five All-Star starters if this holds. The Javi thing is what people are staring at and maybe having a hard time really processing, because it's one of the craziest surprise stories in Detroit sports history.
And I don't remember last week when Mike Trout was third and Javi was fourth what the vote discrepancy was, but I know that right now Javi is 12,000 votes ahead of Mike Trout. And if the trend continues, which I expect it to. I mean, there's with the June that Javi has had, I know he hasn't been playing in center field.
Well, that's the weird part of this, but that's just the uniqueness of the Javi situation. He played a ton of center field early when they were missing two guys.
And made great plays.
And now he's playing shortstop because Sweeney has not performed. He's been the ultimate team guy, and he's producing. In the month of June, he's hitting .333 with a .916 OPS. He's playing his way into the All-Star game. Now, I think Byron Buxton has better numbers, but the All-Star game is a popularity contest, and Javi, super popular. Torkelson, on the other side of things, is batting .175 this month, and he was already fighting an uphill climb because his name's not Vlad Guerrero Jr., and he doesn't play in New York City. He's playing himself out of the All-Star game. It's probably fair to say he's not going to be an All-Star. Yeah. On the Javi thing, Jeff Rieger's big on his lists.
Okay.
You familiar with the bit Rieger does some nights
and
weekends?
I'm not, but I'm becoming familiar with it.
Okay, so this is what he does. He comes up with a list of things, and then the audience plays kind of a game show with him where they have to guess what's on the list. It's kind of an extended family feud instead of the top 10 answers on the board.
Okay.
He does, in this case, 20, and he did the most surprising things in Detroit sports in his lifetime.
Okay.
There's one problem. He did a terrible job.
Oh. So, Rieger and I are close to the same age. So, I should have a grasp on the list that he has provided.
So, I'm going to do, and I think we are all going to partake in one of the station's favorite pastimes, ragging on Rieger.
Okay.
So, we're going to go through this list a little bit, and you're going to notice some issues. But the overall question for everybody out there is, where does Javi fit in? Javi Baez, one of the great surprise stories in Detroit sports history. From a guy we wanted bought out to a guy starting in the All-Star game as of today. Where does that rank in terms of Detroit sports surprises of the last 30 or so years?
Okay.
Rieger's number one was the 04 Pistons.
Okay. they were surprising, sure.
For context, Barry leaving is seventh.
Seventh? Barry faxing in his retirement?
Quietly and suddenly.
When do you want me to get in this on this?
This is your number one, Barry retiring.
Listen, the word shocking has a definition, right? Nothing. All right, and we're taking this back to what, about 1990 or so, right? Ish. We're not going before that. I've never seen anything happen like when Barry retired. And John, you were in Washington?
No, that was so.
No, you were still here.
He retired in 98, so that was my fifth year. He retired in 98, right?
When you played at Michigan, though, you were so focused on playing that you knew what was going on in Detroit sports, but you weren't locked in. And I'll tell you what, when Barry Sanders retired, nothing has ever shaken this Detroit sports earth like that.
It was after the 98 season, before the 99 season.
Right, so I was going into my rookie season, and just a little context of this. So, yes, I was very aware of Barry retiring because our second or third game was in Detroit. And obviously, having been from here, very aware of what was going on. And then at the end of the year, there was – Dan Snyder had just bought the Washington Redskins. There was – scuttle in Washington that he was trying to create a trade at the trade deadline or later in the season to acquire Barry Sanders from the Detroit Lions, the rights to him, and convince him to come back and play for us.
Now, in fairness to Rieger, he did say, look, the shock has worn off. And I kind of couldn't understand that based on it's at the moment.
It's the shock is he's starting in center field of the All-Star game right now. It's currently happening. It's incredibly surprising. He had it number two on his list. Javi in the outfield, starting in the All-Star game, is the second most surprising Detroit sports story of his lifetime.
And that Javi Baez starting in the All-Star game is a bigger shock to him
than Barry's sudden
retirement.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of bad takes.
I mean, the way that happened, I worked that night when Barry retired, and we went all night long. We did a show from 10 to 6, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. because the phone lines were jammed the entire time. It kept people up all night. Javi it's stunning. I'm blown away by it. But Javi doesn't keep me up all night.
Well, okay. Yeah.
His list, you may say, is more stunning and should be number two on the list.
Let me just rattle these off just so we know what we're working with, some of the context here.
So we got 04 Pistons at one, Javi starting at center in the All-Star game is two.
He had the 06 Tigers run at number three, but I would argue last year's Tigers were more surprising.
Yeah.
Sold at the deadline and had a percentage point chance to make the playoffs. Now, you could say 06 made the World Series, but just in terms of sheer shock, nobody thought last year's Tigers team was going to make the playoffs, even in season. The 06 Tigers were on fire in the summertime. This team last season was out of nowhere.
It had happened once in 100 years.
Yeah. So now he had last year's Tigers sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 06, then trouble with the snap. 06, Michigan beating Ohio State last year, trouble with the snap, and then 2024 Tigers. Then Barry, then Malice at the Palace, then Goff beating Stafford at number nine. Was that a surprise? The Lions were favored in that playoff game. That shouldn't even be on the list. 10 is Darko. Picking Darko, wasn't that at the time, wasn't that surprising that they took Darko? I mean, you may have preferred Carmelo or Wade. It's awful in retrospect. Is that one of the 10 most surprising things in Detroit sports, that Joe Dumars fell in love with Darko? It's one of the worst decisions. I don't think it's one of the most shocking. Number 11 is the Vladdy car crash. Number 12 is the Spartans beating Ohio State with sad Urban Meyer pizza. That have been Tyler O'Connor at quarterback in 2014. I think that deserves to be on here. Ozzy replacing Hasek and winning the cup in 08. Okay. The 0-16 Lions. Kinsler for Fielder. Trading for Miggy at the winter meetings. App State's upset of Michigan. The Chris Webber timeout. Armando Galarraga and Middle Tennessee State. Giddy Potts and company upsetting the Spartans. Those are the 20 on Rieger's list. Where does Javi fit into all of this? And Gov contends the list starts at 2 with Barry's retirement being number 1. 248-539-9797.
I don't know if we're taking, let's just say the last 50 years of sports, because again, Rieger and I are about the same. Let's say last 40 years, because maybe we, you know, weren't quite aware of what was going on for the first 10 years of our lifetime. So in that 40 to 45 years, has there been anything more shocking than Barry Sanders retiring, faxing in his retirement, hopping on a plane, and leaving?
Vanishing.
Moments before training camp. Like, I don't know that there's anything that could possibly top that.
And he didn't put it not one. He put it seventh.
Right, and he looped it in with Calvin, which was not even comparable. No. I mean, there was talk about chatter about Calvin ahead of that. There was no chatter about Barry. What's number two then? Seriously, because I don't know how it starts at two. The list starts at two,
and he put Javi at two. So the question is Javi two?
I'm not overstating this for the younger people out there like you. You didn't know Barry's retirement, and I'm telling you what, I've never seen anything shake the earth around here from a sports story perspective than that. It was unbelievable. People were losing their minds.
Well, so I only have stories of it. I mean, I was born in 93, so he retired when I was 5-6 years old. You just don't have the capacity to truly understand what that meant to people in the moment. So hearing you talk about it, I gather it. I've also seen there's a Barry documentary. I think it's on, is it Amazon?
Yeah. Bye Barry.
And one of the opening scenes is Jamie Samuelson. I think he's reading a text or making a wisecrack, and he says something to the effect of, at least OJ only stabbed someone once. I got stabbed. Like, or what was something like?
His dark sense of humor.
You know
was
what I mean?
Because
it was something about the fact that Barry stabbing everybody in the back and OJ only stabbed one person. So people felt like cheated, jilted, betrayed, the suddenness, the shock, the surprise of it all. So it's a conversation inspired by Rieger, but we're ragging on him, and we need to do this better than Rieger, okay? We can do much better than what Rieger put together. The surprises and where Javi checks in, it's 97.1.
Hey, summer is here. The heat is here. Don't wait. Whatever it is you need, and if it's AC right now, you need to call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They do a great job with that. They're going to take care of yours just the same. Upgrade your system now, and you can save up to $1,000. Give them a call for details. You can also schedule a free in-home estimate to see what it's going to cost before you make that jump. They also offer same-day service, but you got to call before noon. So you got about 3 hours and 45 minutes. Give them a call if you need that AC fixed now. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, The hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB released their updated ballot, and we noticed something. In addition to Riley Green and Gleyber Torres being All-Stars, Javi is in center field. Voting's still going till Thursday, and then phase two and a whole bunch of other hoops. But for now, Javi Baez is starting in the All-Star game. Texter says the only explanation is that Cubs fans have gotten so drunk they think he still plays for them.
That's a good explanation.
He hit 333 in June with a 900 OPS, and he's been a catalyst for this team in the most unexpected way. So this has led to a lot of talk on the station, and Rieger did one of his lists yesterday. He throws out a list and asks the audience to guess what's on that. It was the most surprising stories in Detroit sports of his life. He did a terrible job putting this list together.
Yes.
He had Barry's retirement 7th. He had Javi 2nd as the second most surprising story in Detroit sports history. So we said, okay, let's back up. What is the most surprising? And Gov says we have to start at number 2 because Barry's number 1. I think, John, do you agree with that?
I concur.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So we're starting the list at number 2. And I don't think I'd put Javi number 2.
No.
Texter says, Rieger spot on with the Pistons at 1. Kobe and Shaq were prime, best two players in the series. Nobody gave the Pistons a shot. Pistons should be near the top of this list, the 04 team.
Okay, near the top. But not at the top.
Well, he said he agrees with them being number 1. I think it could be in the top 5. Some more ticket text. Vladdy's car crash has to be top 5. Killed the entire mood after winning the Stanley Cup. Well, surprising and sudden, yes.
Yeah.
It was 6 days after.
Yeah.
Awful.
Happened on a Friday night, scrambling to try to find out what exactly happened. The thing with Barry versus that, and it sounds, I hate almost comparing things and stuff.
I know. Well, especially ones.
Exactly. The
like
consequences
that.
Are far worse with Konstantinos. But we got a why within a few days. Like Barry's why and the lingering things that went on, like John talked about, even trade rumors and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
His dad started doing interviews all over the place. He was a character. It was wild.
There was just such a great mystery long after the moment had passed.
Yeah, in Rieger's top 10, he had Goff beating Stafford, Darko being selected. Just, come on. He had Malice at the Palace 8. I mean, certainly a surprise there. So you guys can weigh in on stuff from the past and try to put this in its proper context, what Javi Baez is doing in the city of Detroit right now. Bob and Troy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. 2006, number 1 versus number 2, Ohio State, Michigan. Bo dies the day before in a bathroom of a heart attack. I can't believe that's not even in the top 3. That was mind-blowing how big that game was a week before. Bo's out getting interviewed, all excited, and you find out he dies the day before. That one's shocking.
John, your perspective on it, obviously you were...
Yeah, it was shocking. I mean, not shocking that he had a heart attack. He had major heart issues.
Major that had been long chronicled.
It was the day before the game.
Yeah.
Like, the game. It was 1-2, and it just shocked the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Barry didn't shock me. Barry didn't shock me at all.
What?
Because he had Charlie Batch coming in as his quarterback after 10 years. He had Bobby Ross going to have him starting. He's like, I'm done with this stuff. He's like, they got rid of Mitchell, bring in Charlie Batch. I think he was just done with the whole thing.
Bob, I'm about to put you on this list. Surprised that someone was surprised or wasn't surprised that Barry retired.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a universal Metro Detroit thing. No, you saw it coming?
It was surprising how he did it. I didn't like when he did it. He probably should have done it earlier before training camp. But I saw everything. As soon as they signed Charlie Batch to be their quarterback, he was probably like, hey, man, I'm done. He was just done with that, him and Bobby Ross. Maybe Bobby Ross wasn't pleasant either.
Was it more surprising to you that they ended up going on to make the playoffs that year without Barry?
Yeah. Oh, I was shocked on that, but still. But Charlie Batch, I mean, come on. A mediocre MAC quarterback is taking over, and he's in his 10th year. I mean, yeah, I just thought he was beat up and just done. And he basically came out and said it.
Tell us what you really think of Charlie Batch.
I
poor guy catching strays this morning. How many times are you going to pile on Charlie Batch?
I mean, I went to Eastern. Jeez. Dave's working with facts after the news.
Right.
None of that was known.
Well, it
just came
cycle back
out
then.
Of nowhere.
Yeah.
Something's on Ticket Text quick. I always want your guys' opinion.
Yeah.
Is this ours or not? Because it certainly is very high on the list if this is truly Detroit's. The attack on Nancy Kerrigan. It happened at Joe Louis Arena. Tonya Harding. We knew people like Jeff Galluli and Shane Stant who were.
Yeah.
that story is unbelievable.
It is. It's shocking.
What year did that happen?
94.
I know all about it. I've seen the documentaries on it, but I would have been a year old.
That was insane. It was on
the list. Yeah. And maybe it should be on the list, but I mean. Barry's is still more shocking.
Is it Detroit sports
Yeah, is
surprise?
It ours or not? Do we own that?
Well, it happened here.
At Joe Louis. Okay. Look, you could put it on and kick off Goff beating Stafford. The Lions were favored in that playoff game.
Right, yeah. I don't know that that was a huge surprise.
I mean, it was an emotional game. Like, again, there's different ways to describe these. That was not a surprise. We expected them to win that playoff game. We were nervous of what if they didn't. But it wasn't a surprise that the favored team at home with the better record won the football game.
Right.
And it led to a lot of emotions. It was a very emotional Detroit sports game. It's certainly one of the more emotional playoff games we've ever had.
But not surprising.
You know, quickly on the 04 Pistons, like my thing was that they came off an Eastern Conference Finals appearance the year before. It wasn't out of nowhere. I guess if you want to say directly to the Lakers.
Specifically to the Lakers.
They were dogs, but they weren't. Super heavy dogs. There had been some chatter that the Kobe Shaq thing was on the fritz.
John, what did you make of Rieger putting Michigan beating Ohio State last year as the fourth most shocking thing to ever happen in his life, Detroit sports?
It was shocking for sure, but I don't think it doesn't.
Like, how about this? It's ahead of Trouble with the Snap. Trouble with the Snap, albeit one play.
Right.
You're never going to see that again.
No, you wouldn't think so.
Michigan has upset Ohio State before.
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, there's just so many more things that were shocking that when you're talking about college teams, college moments, you are, and I know this one obviously involved a lot of our listeners, Michigan and Michigan State, whether you were shocked good or shocked bad. I'm just very reserved to think that trumps anything that would have happened. Like, I would have put the Malice of the Palace ahead of that. I would have put the 24 Tigers ahead of that. I would have put Barry retiring certainly ahead of that. 06 Tigers, 04 Pistons. The Vladdy car crash.
Yep. I mean, I would put MSU beating Ohio State in 2014 as more surprising because it was a backup quarterback.
Yeah, and it was...
And it was a loaded Ohio State roster. I'd say more loaded than the team Michigan beat this year.
Yeah, and we just haven't seen that happen as often. Now, Michigan State and Ohio State don't play as often as Michigan and Ohio State does. The 0-16, even be on the list, I don't know that that was necessarily shocking. Maybe it was shocking that they lost all 16 games, but that they were going
to
be bad.
Well, it's a little different, too, to put something like that.
I don't know if you know, but they did win all four preseason games.
Yes, John, thank you. It's always brought up. You know what some of this is, though? The challenge of 0-16 being on this list is you come to grips with it slowly. Everything else on this list is a moment, a play, a day.
Yeah.
0-16 is a death march. I mean, you're 0-12, you're 0-13, you're 0-14. Hell, it's going to be 0-16, right? At some point, it's not even a surprise. It's historic, but it doesn't resonate the way these other surprises, to me, do.
I mean, you could, for a moment, you could even say, you know, if you're going to put Darko on here, how about drafting Eric Ebron? That seemed shocking in the moment.
At the time, everybody hated the pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Josh. You're next. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
What's up? Good morning.
My most shocking moment was actually when the Heisman Committee gave Charles Woodson the Heisman Trophy. I think that should be top 5 to 7 all-time in Detroit sports moments.
Even with the season that he had, just that he was a primarily defensive player, you thought that that was the shocking part of it?
Yes, because Peyton was Peyton, and it was bred up. Peyton came back to get the Heisman only, and I didn't think the real committee would actually give a defensive player, Woodson, the Heisman.
I don't know that I was – well, obviously I wasn't necessarily shocked because I was – on that team, but he had he had Heisman moments, like the punt return against Ohio State, the pass, a number of different passes that he had, you know, from the wing position.
Did you expect him to win the Heisman that night?
I did.
So if you did, we did it. I was like 14 years old. I didn't think it would go to him. Yeah. I thought he should have won it. I didn't think he would get it at that moment.
He's prepared to be outraged, only to be pleasantly surprised that his guy got it done.
I would be more shocked now because it is more of a quarterback award than it was then.
Yeah. Texter says, I'm not saying it's number one, but it should have been on the list. The offseason that predated the 0-2 Stanley Cup for the Red Wings, adding Hasek, Hull, and Robitaille. One move after another felt like, you know, there was no limits to what the Red Wings could do. Real quick, to run through this, just so people keep texting in and Greg's getting phone calls, what's on the list, what's not on the list. This was Rieger's list yesterday, the 20 most surprising things that have ever happened in Detroit sports in his lifetime. Really, this goes back to the Weber timeout. Number 20 was Middle Tennessee State. Number 19, Armando Galarraga's robbery of a perfect game. Weber's timeout was 18. App State's upset of Michigan was 17. 16 is trading for Miggy at the winter meetings, the surprise of that. 15 is Kinsler for Fielder. 0-16 checked in at 14th on the list. Number 13 is Ozzie replacing Hasek to win the cup. Sparty beating Ohio State. Sad Urban Meyer pizza was 12th. Vladdy car crash 11. Darko 10. Goff beating Stafford was 9th. Malice at the Palace 8. Barry and Calvin both leaving 7th somehow. Tigers making the playoffs last year. Trouble with the snap. Michigan beating Ohio State. Number 3 was the 06 Tigers. Number 2 was Javi being the all-star starter in center field. And number 1, the 04 Pistons beating the Lakers to be crowned NBA champions. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you woke up this morning, it's hot and sweaty, and maybe you wish that you were a few pounds lighter than you are right now. Maybe you don't like getting in those clothes. Maybe you don't like taking pictures. Just picture yourself in the next 40 days losing up to 40 pounds. You got to get in touch with Ideal You. I know this program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You, and here's the even better part. I'm now 3.5 years into it, and I've been able to keep off all of that weight and even lose a little bit more. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. And I mentioned taking those pictures. Maybe you're trying to get to the back row. That's what was the impetus for me to lose these the amount of weight that I did. My daughter sent me a picture of myself. I didn't even recognize myself. Got in touch with Ideal You, and boom, 40 days later, I'm down 50 pounds. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking pictures again and getting into that bathing suit this summer. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis, $150 value, absolutely free.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ticket Texter says the Lions losing last year as the one seed should have been one of the biggest surprises in Detroit sports history. We are going to talk Lions football later this hour. A question under a month from training camp.
Certainly might have been for us.
Stunned. What happened? 15 wins.
Uh-huh.
Supposed to at least get one win.
9.5-point favorites.
Should have won that thing by double digits, right?
So we thought.
Bunch of morons. All right, we're going to talk about the Lions later this hour. Some feelings as we count down the days to training camp. John, all-star voting, yep. Detroit Tigers. We've been talking Javi as a starter as of right now. He's not the only storyline from the all-star voting.
No, he's not. And obviously, we've got a number of individuals that are you know in the top three, top four, top five, and it all starts at first base. And Spencer Torkelson has lost a little bit of ground.
He's hitting 175 this month. He's not doing himself any favors.
Not surprising, but he is still in the voting. He's about, 80,000 behind Jonathan Randa for the Rays.
You only have till Thursday.
Yep. Paul Goldschmidt for the Yanks, and Vlad Guerrero Jr. is the number one vote getter for the Blue Jays.
It's not going to happen for Tork.
No. Second base. not surprising either that Gleyber Torres has not only held on to that number one spot, but increased his lead over Jackson Holliday with the Orioles, Jose Altuve with the Astros. So it looks like he's going to be a starter at shortstop. Trey Sweeney comes in at number five. Just letting you know where the stats are
that
right now.
That is a testament to Tiger fans more than it is anything to do with the way that Trey Sweeney has played baseball.
Another testament to Tigers fans. Fire up chips. Zach McKinstry coming in at number three for third base right now. Jose Ramirez, no surprise, is number one. Alex Bregman, number two. Maybe that moves a little bit because he's been hurt for so long.
Yeah, I don't think people are voting for Bregman because he's hurt. If McKinstry can get up to two, the way this works, the top two end up in a runoff.
I don't know that he's going to be able to do that because he's 150,000 votes behind.
You haven't seen CMU's global campus activate. Once we get the Chippewa alumni involved on this, we're going to get McKinstry in here.
You're setting up the chip signal.
That's right.
You can get CMU staffer Connor Stallions to help too.
Okay, there we go. Appreciate that. Oops, that's supposed to be a Stallions drop. Never mind. It says, I don't always break the rules. Sign stealer, Connor Stallions.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes this thing doesn't update. Anyway, continue.
Aaron Judge, number one in the outfield. Riley Green, number two. Yep. And Javi Baez, as we've been talking about, number three. Overtakes Mike Trout by about 12,000 votes right now.
Catcher Dingler's third.
Catcher Dylan Dingler is third. Cal Raleigh, not surprised. He is number one. And Alejandro Kirk for the Blue Jays is number two. Mm-hmm. In the designated hitter category, we do have a representative there as well, Colt Keith at number four. Ryan O'Hearn for the Orioles, one. Ben Rice for the Yanks, two. And Ben Rooker for the A's is number three.
Look, we're going to get three, I think, from the position players. Four with Skubal. Tommy Canley's five. Five Tiger All-Star. Sound pretty good for the team with the best record?
Sounds about appropriate.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's going on?
Well, a Birmingham man is facing a felony charge after he allegedly tried to break into a home in Bloomfield Township over the weekend. Police say that the homeowner called 911 early Saturday morning to report that this man was kicking and stabbing his front door to try to get inside. Yeah. So when officers arrived, they found this guy, a 37-year-old man, on the front porch of the home, took him into custody. They did find a knife on a window ledge by the front door that I'm guessing he was using to stab the front door. Mm-hmm. Strange way to break in, but that's what he was doing. The door sustained more than $1,000 in damages.
But it's his door, right?
Well, it wasn't his door. He was trying to break into somebody else's home.
Oh, okay.
No, not his door. So far, authorities haven't said why the guy was trying to break in or if the suspect knew the homeowner, right? Was there something else going on? But anyway, he's facing some charges. Detroit police are searching for a suspect, also a person of interest, after a shooting occurred downtown right near the beginning of the Ford fireworks. Two people were injured. They say the shooting took place right around 10 p.m., right before the fireworks began. A 17-year-old boy, 22-year-old woman were shot. Non-life-threatening injuries. They were both of them sustained. And there is images of this suspect and the person of interest. It was captured on video surveillance. So police have released those images. You can see what the people were wearing. You can get a good idea of what they look like. It's not like, you know, a great image of their face, but you can get a great idea of what they do look like. They say the victims were treated. One was shot in the hand, the other in the legs. But they do say overall that there were less altercations this year during the fireworks than in previous years.
And it was hot. Tensions had to be a little bit high.
It was hot. Maroon 5 will be closing out their fall tour at Little Caesars Arena. So the group announced their new album called Love Is Like and their new tour on Monday. Tickets for the November 25th show go on sale at 10 a.m. Friday on Ticketmaster. They put on a good show.
I would imagine they do.
Saw them at Pine Knob last year, a couple years ago. Who knows when they were there, but
I've seen them at the LCA. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts can now add author to his resume. The Eagles quarterback has written a children's book called Better Than a Touchdown. The book's publisher describes it as a story about teamwork and friendship, and the book is set to be released on March 10th of 2026, but it is now available for pre-order.
What would Jared Goff's book be titled?
Come on, man.
I'm just asking, what do you think his book would be titled? I don't know. Okay.
There's a Texas man who received a big scolding by a judge when he showed up for his felony court appearance wearing a t-shirt that said "World's Best Farter."
I saw this.
Right there on the front of the shirt. Now, the judge was less than pleased with his fashion choice. Big sigh.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had tried to make it say that it "World's Best Father." But clearly it did not. Now, the judge, Ken, continued to scold him for not having hired an attorney to represent himself as well. So he got in trouble for that. And he said, "I tried. I contacted three lawyers, but nobody returned my call." So anyway, she kind of reset his case for 30 days, saying, "Go get an attorney and then come back.
And show up wearing something appropriate." You would think if you're going to felony court, like,
take it seriously.
Yeah, I want to put my best foot forward. Maybe you can get a lesser charge.
And I agree with her. That's the only thing you had in your closet. That's the one shirt that was hanging there. The only shirt you own says "World's Best Farter."
Well, and let's say it wasn't the only shirt hanging. What did it beat out? What were the other options that would have been deemed just, "I couldn't wear that"?
Yeah, no, this one's better.
It's the best choice I got.
Yeah.
Finally, there's a strange case of harassment that's being reported in Dearborn Heights. Police say an individual wearing a mask has been stalking and targeting a family. And not just like any mask. If the mask in the photo is the mask he's wearing, it's a very, very creepy, scary mask, this orange mask. And they say the man shows up at the family's home, usually around midnight, wearing this really creepy mask. And police say no physical harm has been reported, but the man's behavior is, you know, considered threatening and a cause for concern. So Dearborn Heights are asking anybody who may know who this person is or can identify him to give their department a call.
All right, Heather with the news. We got some quotes from Tarek Skubal about his future. We'll get to those. Conversation about the Lions next, 97.1. Quotes from Tarek Skubal. Asked about his contract. Gave some quotes. We'll get to that 9 o'clock hour. Plus, Heather back from her trip. Fair or foul, it happened to her. Did she handle it right? John, you are always looking ahead to football season.
Shocker. Breaking news. And we are a month away from the Lions reporting to training camp, which we're all excited about. At least the football season getting going. Mm-hmm. And I will try and contain my excitement a little bit for the benefit of the topic that we want to know where you're feeling right now, a month away. And here are some options. Maybe you're excited. You're just excited for football season to be back. You're excited for the Lions to take the field. You want to see what this team looks like with John Morton as the OC, Jared Goff. How do they respond? How do they bounce back from the unexpected early exit in last year's playoff? Could be upset, mad, because they haven't done more.
Where's
with
our
the
edge
window
guy?
Edge or, you know, whatever it is, they probably had conversations. In fact, I'm sure they had conversations with Frank, and we know that they drafted linemen in the draft, but maybe you think they should have done something different in anticipation of Frank Ragnow retiring. Maybe you're a little bit scared. Again, no Frank, new coordinator, schedule's too hard. Worried for some of the same reasons. Maybe that's a better word for it. Maybe you're worried that they're going to revert back to past Lions teams. Like the window was only 2 years and they're just not going to be as good. Maybe you're confident that this is actually a good team, that Jared Goff is the quarterback that we saw, you know, what, 15 out of the 18 opportunities of last year. And the year before, maybe he's more like the quarterback that took the field against the Niners in the NFC Championship game than he was last year against Washington. I don't know. Where are you at with how you feel about this team 1 month from them reporting to training camp?
I think it's a cauldron of emotions for people, right? Because last year we learned that 15 wins isn't good enough. After we learned that being up 17 points in the NFC Championship game
wasn't good enough.
So I'm met with excitement because this is a caliber of football team capable of winning a Super Bowl. But they have so many things that concern you. How do they replace Frank? What does Jared Goff look like in the face of more pressure? What does this defense look like with a brand new coordinator? And they don't have the same personnel on defense that they do offense. I feel like I'm a little anxious.
Mm-hmm.
A little anxious because I know that they get still a couple more cracks at this, but time is fleeting. And Frank Ragnow is the most real example of time is fleeting. You don't get a million shots at this.
You don't. And every single year, the team's going to be different. Nothing ever remains the same. And there was some excitement going into last year because you felt like they outkicked their coverage early on in the Dan Campbell era. They got to the NFC Championship game. Some things went their way. And then last year, a lot of things didn't go their way, but they still were able to overcome until they couldn't in the playoffs.
Well, Dan's words are kind of haunting. We may not get back here. And then they had a 15-win season and didn't win a playoff game last season, and arguably more adversity now this year. The schedule thing, I'm not sweating. Like, they're not going to win as many regular season games, but I think last year fans understand that it's not really about the regular season anymore. Right. John, this is going to be weird. I'm happy that they're going to lose a couple of these games because they're going to need to get punched in the mouth to be the best version of themselves come January. I like that we're going to get road games against Kansas City and Philadelphia and Washington and Baltimore. I love that they're going to get punched in the mouth, probably lose a couple, have to sweat, deal with it, figure it out, and we'll find out. Because, John, if they're good enough, they'll learn from it. And if they're not, they didn't deserve to be in the Super Bowl conversation anyway.
Right. And because of the variability of the schedule and how it lays out this year, because it's not just talking about the Lions, but what has Kansas City done to be better? What has Buffalo done to be better if they end up meeting in the Super Bowl? Washington, all of these different things. We saw they added offensive linemen. They added a playmaker in Deebo Samuel. This could be a team that's not a 15-win team, but maybe 11 or 12 or 13, but they could be a better team than they were last year.
Well, all that matters.
All that matters is getting to the postseason and winning in the postseason.
Are they better in January? There's no doubt they're not good enough out of the box with brand new interior offensive linemen that have never played meaningful National Football League games.
They're not proven.
Yeah. So go prove it over the course of a gauntlet of a schedule, and Hank Fraley's going to have to get that bunch ready to go. He's got 18 weeks, 17 games to get there. Look, I still think worst case scenario, this team is winning the division. I'm not afraid of a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, a rookie coaching staff in Chicago. And while the Packers are the biggest threat, I'll point to Dan Campbell's 17-3 in the division the last 3 years and think that they're going to be in the postseason hosting at least the first game. Beyond that, I got to see how this team handles the situation, the challenges, the schedule, the adversity, the turnover.
For you, best case scenario for this season is Super Bowl chance.
Yeah, I think that's on the table. Worst
case scenario is they still win the division, but may not host a playoff game.
Well, they would host a playoff game if they won the division.
Right. Well, but may not win
that,
one.
Yeah, beyond that, I mean, last year is scarring. Right. I mean, last year we're discoing. They should have won by double digits, and they lose the game outright. Actually, they lose by more than single digits. They got blown out.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. The emotions that you face as a Lions fan as they get set to face another season.
Yeah, and what's your best and worst case scenarios? And maybe there's somebody out there that thinks the best case scenario is just being able to get back to the NFC Championship game and not being able to beat Philly. Maybe it's San Francisco. Maybe, because there's a lot of people that are sitting there talking about San Francisco and what they've done this offseason. They had to send a lot of players off, but they do have a lot of players back. Christian McCaffrey, we assume, is going to start the season healthy.
So you're wondering if there's like any Mike Greenbergs in the audience?
Yes.
That's part of the outlook, is they just don't see it happening.
I really don't buy the window thing, because they have a good roster, the Lions. Now, they're going to have some ups and down seasons here where they might go 10-7. But in terms of a window, this roster's young, and they should be good for a while, right?
Yes.
Are they Super Bowl good? That's the thing. And I'm a little rattled right now, just a little, because that's such a strong word. What you referred to Campbell's comments after the NFC Championship game. When he said that, I'm just saying he's being authentic, Dan. But I I think this it was the start of something. And I really felt like last year was going to be the year. Like everything fell into place, honestly, just like I thought it would. And then it unraveled, some due to injury and some due to quarterback play in my mind. And until Jared Goff can get that out of his system, those multi, you know, interception games, those are killers, man.
And do you realize, though, that that's kind of the frustration here, or maybe the what causes someone to be rattled? We are going to ask more of Jared Goff this season. Pre-snap, right, without Frank Ragnow, and post-snap, because you're not replacing Frank, there's going to be more pressure up the middle. We're going to ask more of Jared Goff at a time where the takeaway from that playoff game is we need to help him more, right? Yeah. We need to run it more and not put him in those positions, yet we're going to ask more of him this season.
But in a way, you're asking less. Less is more with Goff. That he is not a number one elite quarterback. And when you put him in situations like he is, like throwing on third and one last year in that playoff game, that did him no favors in that game. They run the football. They probably score a touchdown on that drive, mm-hmm. right? Instead, bad things happen. You got to protect him, max protect him, whether Frank, how much Frank matters or not, because he's going to fumble the ball more often than some other guys in the pocket. He has shown that. They've gotten away with that a little bit the last couple of years.
Right, but so let's play this out. I have to keep an extra guy in more often now. That's one fewer guy in a route. That makes it harder on Jared Goff.
This team needs to dial it back a little bit with the aggressiveness on offense and get back to being run first, Goff-proof this offense, and then I will have full confidence. I thought they got a little bit outside what they do best last year. And you can blame some of that on Ben Johnson, but also you can blame it on execution from Goff and some of the other players.
I think it's convenient, though. Like, sure, we blame Ben Johnson. He's gone. Screw that guy. The game plan also runs through Dan Campbell. If we're going to say it's Dan Campbell's offense the last year, then it was Dan Campbell's game plan in the playoff game, too.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't feel like enough Lions fans have come to grips with that. It's Ben Johnson's fault that we lost, but it's Dan Campbell's offense and we're fine. Well, then, guys, you can't have our cake and eat it too there.
Super quick. Johnson, I think, had carte blanche to play call.
Okay.
And it went through him. But I still think Dan Campbell had to approve of having that JMO play in the playbook.
Oh, sure he did. There's no question.
And come on.
Yeah. And we had a lot of fun talking about the offense all season long. And then they had fun in the playoff game, or attempted to. And we didn't like it so much. Anyway, your emotions with this football team. We're staring down. Days until training camp, less than a month. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.